Sechas Vachem, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hei. Kaisei Nachrim. Ein Chayav and Aleh, Mishnah Pigo, Neusser, Litam. Nachrim had a Magdash of Korban and sent it to be brought on the Mizbeach. And Nachrim also could be Menadev of Korban just like Yisrael. But there is a difference between the Korban of Anachrim and the Korban of Yisrael. At the Korban of Anachrim, there is no Chiyah to eat them if they're Pigo or if they're Neusser, if the Basa was left over after the Zman for Achila. Or if the person is betumas haguf, there would be no chiyuv for eating a korban. As opposed to the korban of Yisrael, somebody eats it when it is pigul nos or tummy, his chayav curse. Ba'asheisim b'chutz pater, divrei Rabbi Meir. So too, somebody who shafts the korban of a nachrit outside of the azar, he is pater from curse, according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yosi mechay. Rabbi Yosi argues, he says there would be a chiyuv by the korban of a nachrit for pigul, noser, and tummy, and shafting it just like by the korban of Yisrael. Aram chain chayav and aleh mishum pigul. Chayav and aleh mishum noiser mishum tamei chutz min adam. The thing that we mentioned earlier in the parak, that the nechi of kares bringing that while they are pigul, such as kaimet, levina, and ketiris. There would be a chi of though for eating it while it is noiser was left over after the allotted time for the korban of the mincha. And there also would be a chi of kares bringing it while you are tamei. With the exception of dam. By dam, not only are you not chayav for eating it when the korban is pigul, but so too you're not chayav for eating it when it is noiser was left over after the allotted time for the korban, and so too you're not chayav for eating it while you are tamei. Now, even though there is a chiyuv for eating dam, and that chiyuv has nothing to do with kachin, even dam that doesn't come from kachin is a chiyuv for eating it, but there would be no additional chiyuv for pigul, noiser, or tamei. Rabbi Shimon Aimer b'davar shedarkan leyachal. Rabbi Shimon said, when is there a chiyuv kares for eating something while you are tamei? That's only by something that is normally eaten, that's edible. But things such as ati amaracha and levina, the incense of a mincha, and for ktiris, you're not chayav for eating it while you're a tummy. As since they are not edible, there is no chiyav kares for eating them to tumah. Sechas vachem perek dalet mishnah vav. L'shem shish dvarim hazebach nizbach. When somebody shafts a korban, he must keep in mind the following six things. L'shem zebach. He must shaft the korban l'shem the zebach that it is. He must have in mind which korban he is shafting. He shouldn't shaft the l'shem a korban acher. L'shem zobeach. He should have in mind in the name of who is he shafting for. Who is the balam of this korban? He shouldn't shaft the l'shem a balam acher. L'shem Hashem. He should have in mind that he is shafting the korban l'shem Hashem. L'shem ishim. He should have in mind that he is shafting the korban in order to put the emurim in the eish on the mizbeach, as opposed to cooking the emurim on coals and not putting it in the fire on the mizbeach. L'shem reach. He should have in mind that he is going to put the emurim on the ishim and that they should be male reach, as opposed to cooking them before he puts them in the fire. And in such a case, it would not be male reach since it's already cooked before he put it on the fire on the mizbeach. L'shem nichoach. He should have in mind that he is shechting this korban in order to do nachas ruach la kadosh baruch hu she'amar v'nasa ritzon. Now, kadosh baruch hu commanded, and we are doing his ratzon ba'chatas ba'asham l'shem chet. And if the korban that he is shechting is chatas or asham, he should have in mind for which chet is this korban being brought. Amar Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi said, ab mi shelo haya b'libo l'shem echad miko elu kasher. Even somebody who didn't have any of these things in mind, still the korban is kosher. Shehu t'nai bezdin. She'ena machshava holeches ela achara obed. This is the t'nai bezdin. And when somebody shafts a korban, he shouldn't keep in mind these six things. Instead, he should shaft it stam without any specific kavana. As we're afraid, if the person has kavana while he is shafting, he might end up shafting shelo lishmo. Therefore, it's better not to have any kavana at all. When you shaft, this is the t'nai bezdin, not to have kavana while you shaft, as a machshava goes only after the person who is obeyed the avodah, after the kohen who is doing the avodah. The machshava, the balam, will not help. So therefore, if the kohen has an improper machshava, he shafted shelo lishmo. Even if the balam have a machshava that it should be lishmo, it should be l'shem them, and it should be l'shem the korban that is being brought. That will not help since the kohen is not doing it lishmo. So therefore, it's better that the kohen should not have any machshava at all in mind when he shafts the korban. That way, there is no possibility of the korban being shafted shelo lishmo.